Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 300 for July 31st, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. The song you're listening to is Capriccio 2. The artist is Neil Bernstein, and it's from Trumpet Voices. Once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And if you want, you can go over to iTunes and subscribe to the show, which I'd really appreciate. Just go over to iTunes and go into the podcast section, search for Travel Agent, and you'll see the show come up, and you can hit the subscribe button on there, and you will get this show every week in your iPad or your iPhone or whatever you're using to listen to an Apple product. So I'd really appreciate it. Well, one thing that we do have is a sponsor, and I'm glad to come back to our sponsor. They've been missing for a few weeks, but we have them back, and we really appreciate the opportunity that Citrix gives us to have a sponsor on the show. You know, it does help pay some of the bills here, the hosting expenses and whatever. And with that, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about GoToMeeting. You know, online meetings are a great tool for businesses to work smarter. And, you know, I use GoToMeeting just about every week in my own day job to host and hold meetings and attend meetings put on by other organizations. And that's why I highly recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. You know, it's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available. You can join meetings in seconds without technical headaches, and it's so easy to set up and schedule your secure meetings. All it takes is just a click, and you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, you have voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing, and that is all included. Now, with GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings, all of this right from your own desk. Now, GoToMeeting makes your meetings more cost and time efficient, which is much better for business. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days, and now that's a month of unlimited online meetings and all for free. All that you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. Try it today. And once again, thank you, Citrix, for being a sponsor. Well, you can go over to the Home Base Travel Agent Show website, and you know you can find many of the past shows there going back about 2 years. And you can also subscribe by putting your email address into the box provided on the right-hand side of the page of the website. And you know, I'm hearing something here in my headphones, and it sounds like I'm losing a setting or something. The audio is getting a little bit stranger. Hang on just a second. I'm going to throw some dials and see what's going on here.
Barry, excuse me. Barry, you know, I heard it's your 300th podcast, and I thought with that amount of work that you should probably take the night off. And so I'm going to take over the podcast, and I'm going to handle it so you can have the night off. But I do have just a little problem here, though, and that is I kind of jumped in this without thinking and realized that I didn't have any guests for the podcast. So even though you have the night off, would you mind sticking around and being one of my two hosts for the night?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can.
Oh, okay.
But how in the world did you get in here, Gary?
It's the wonderful world of technology, and you know, I've got a Macintosh, and I live in Nuevo, and we just have ways of keeping track of hacking into places here. So,
oh yeah, well, I kind of figured it must be because you're an Apple user.
Yeah, exactly. We have powers that most people don't have, so we can kind of go to there so too. So, anyways, I want to take a few minutes because I kind of know this medium, not only home-based travel agent, but also podcasting. And this may not be your average home-based travel agent show, especially if I get a hold of it, because we're going to talk about the people who tirelessly put this stuff together every single week. And First off, let me just explain, if you don't really know and you just are a consumer today, what a podcast is. A podcast is one of those things that caught on a few years ago. In fact, the word, I think, prior to 2005 wasn't even in the dictionary or part of it. It was just something, a phenomenon that just all of a sudden appeared as a result of some of the new mediums that came out to consume these MP3 players. And of course, Apple made a big splash with their iPod. But really what a podcast is, an internet radio show. And frankly, I like that word a lot better than podcast. Sometimes podcast seems to, for some people, to be downplayed. But these are full-fledged internet radio podcasts. And typically it's a one or two-person show. And the bottom line of it is that even if you have a podcast, let's say, for 30 minutes, there's probably, for every 10 minutes that there is that's actually recorded, there's probably at least an hour that it takes in the background to produce it, to get it ready, to find guests and things like that. And so, you know, you really have to be applauded for getting to your 300th show. And by the way, I was going to kind of ask the audience here. This is a little quiz right at the beginning of the show here. Does anybody out there know what the average number of podcasts or internet radio shows the average person produces? Anybody? Any hands? Deb Gronsky? Yes? No? 100 is a little too high. Okay. A little too high. Anybody else? Lucianne Evans? Nope, 50 is still too high. And by the way, happy birthday. It's your birthday today. I saw that on Facebook. Chris Christensen, I do know that you know. And yes, it's 7. The average podcaster only produces 7 podcasts. So you can see that 300 is a significant amount. Somebody has to be dedicated and passionate about what they do in order to get to 300. And let me break it down a little bit more, just in case 300 is just one of those numbers that is on the back of your Chrysler or something like that. But if you have 300 shows and they average about 30 minutes each, that's 9,000 minutes. Calculated, that's 150 hours. And if you happen to be a new listener tonight, you can catch up with all of the podcasts. But you will have to start today, and 6 days from now, without sleeping, eating, or drinking, you can listen to every single podcast. So anyways, Barry, you're a lawyer, a court administrator, a college professor. What's this travel agent thing? How'd that all come about?
Oh, well, I got interested in actually, I was listening to one of the first podcasts, and I heard somebody talk about getting this card that made them instantly into a travel agent. And then they could get discounts on travel. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, all your travel agents out there, you're probably starting to throw stuff at the screen or throw your iPod away. But anyhow, I thought that was pretty cool. So I started researching the whole idea of becoming a travel agent. And, yes, back then you could go to a card mill and get a card that said you was that you are a travel agent. Well, that's something I didn't do. Actually, after I got into researching a little bit, I found out this is really a cool business, and this is something that that would be really fun to do because you make people happy with what you sell, and you know, that's kind of what piqued my whole interest in the travel business.
Great, and so obviously not too long, because in your first podcast you indicate that you've been a home travel agent for 6 months. You came up with this internet radio idea and produced on Saturday, February 26th of 2005. This is what it sounded like.
From the planet Earth, from the United States of America, from the shores of Lake Michigan in western Michigan, comes your home-based travel podcast. This is the first podcast, and hopefully a series of podcasts, discussing home-based travel agents and the business of being a travel agent at home.
And so there it began. And so how did you tie together the home-based travel agent podcast with being a home-based travel agent, Barry?
Well, I was going through the process of learning all that I could about being a travel agent, and I thought, you know, while I'm learning this stuff, and I just learned about podcasting. In fact, I'd been listening to some podcasts since late 2004. It was kind of a new medium at that time. But I thought, well, why couldn't I just produce a podcast and talk about my experience as a beginning travel agent as I went along, I thought there might be some people interested in that and what it takes to become a travel agent and what I'm doing and how it's all working out. So I just started the show based on that thought that I'll just talk about what I'm doing as I'm doing it, as I'm becoming a travel agent.
Wonderful. You know, in using the same techniques I used to get into and in taking over this podcast, your original website still is out there on the net that I kind of hacked into and found it. And your original website, as the header talked about the fact that the travel business is changing from storefront strip mall business to a business that is supported by home-based agents. This is a discussion and podcast dedicated to the home-based travel agent and the journey of learning the travel business. The podcast also features information about destinations, travel news, travel tips, and sound-seeing tours. So how do you think you've done at show number 300, fulfilling that original concept?
Well, I think we've done okay with that. We've done a little bit of everything, and you know, as we've gone along, we've added guests to the show. You know, I think that came along, and we had a few sound seeing tours. I haven't done too many of those, but a few early on. And a sound seeing tour is when you're actually at a location at a destination, and you just turn the recorder on and you let the background noise come in and you know, let things happen, and you talk about what you're doing as you're doing it. You know, the sound in the background lets your mind paint a picture, which it's very good at doing. And so a sound seeing tour was kind of fun. And I talked about various ways to market business and some of the sales tools and techniques and that type of thing. So, yeah, I think we've accomplished a lot of what we set out to do early on in the show.
Great. And about just shy of six months later, you were interviewing Kelly Monahan about his home-based travel agent course in August of 2005. And you mentioned in the program and in your show notes that you got an email from a Lorene Romero. And she sent your quote was, sent me a great email with some great future show topics. Lorene is an event planner and is adding the travel agent business to her services. Also, Lorene turned me on to Puerto Vallarta UV, or VU. Got that turned around. I'm dyslexic tonight. I listened with the producer of the VU podcast to interview Lorene and Gail when they visited Puerto Vallarta in June of this year. I'm now subscribed to that podcast. It says, thank you, Lorene. Well, through the magic of hacking, I've also hacked in to Lorene's account, and I think we got her on the line right now. Lorene, are you out there?
I am. This is very exciting. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is kind of fun, kind of turning the tables here, you know. I know this is not easy for the two of you, you know, to sit on the other side here. So, give us a little history about yourself. I mean, you're only 6 months apart. You are obviously consuming podcasts, and that's how you found out about Barry, to even send him an email. And so, you're sharing things. Let's tell us about your early venture into the travel agent business, Lorene.
Well, thank you for asking, Gary. My original career, I had my master's in clinical psychology, and I worked in the mental health, substance abuse, and HIV field for 12 years and changed career path, not due to burnout, but I just needed something different. The politics of the industry was really getting bad. So I worked in the software industry. Okay, so we saw that where that was going later. And so what happened was when I eventually got laid off, because you don't retire from the software industry, they just kind of move you on to another career path with or without your approval. I, at that time, started doing event planning. When I was in the industry, I used to work with a lot of groups, which led to me working with a variety of vendors and putting events together and facilitating things, which led to the event planning. And event planning and travel agent are a lot in the same. It's a bunch of herding cats, so you're spread out in a million different directions all at the same time. And so it was a real good fit. I was not a world traveler, but I had a passion. And I came into the industry because I wanted to learn more. I was interested in learning about destinations, and I started to book some travel. I had a host agent, Nexion, who is actually still my agent today, 6 years later, and I started gaining my knowledge by listening to this podcast, and I just felt the urge to reach out to the show's host and to thank him for the work that he did, because I heard in all the love that he put into it that it had to be an incredible amount of work. And so I just wanted to be able to reach out and thank him.
Excellent. Excellent. So, you know, I have to admit one thing, and that is I really got excited when Barry asked for ideas to do something with the show 300, not only to hack into the thing, but I had some questions that I wanted to ask. And I want you to know that the number one question I've been dying to ask, like, forever is, you have a business that is your travel agent business, but it's called Sharp Tongue Consulting. And I got to have the story on that.
Well,
wait a minute. Is it, are we allowed to talk about that now, or do we just keep moving on?
It's a clean show. I'll keep it good.
Family friendly.
I've been very open about being a woman. If there was any thought that I might not be, that would be a wrong thought. You could tell just by my voice. I'm a woman. I'm an Aries. And in fact, I've been called a triple Aries. So those combinations have always kind of made me a little sharp, a little compulsive. So I've been told in many job interviews and, you know, when you come up to your review at the end of years, that I had kind of an attitude problem, that I was sharp-tongued and that I needed to learn to curb things. Well, I was at a wrap-up meeting with some associates. We'd just put on a very successful event, and I had said to the group, this entire group of people that I have respect for, and I still work in this group with people for our Mac Computer Expo, so it's been a while. I said, you know, I got laid up from my job. I need to put together a business plan. I need to have a company name, and I'm not that creative sometimes. I said, the most I can come up with for a company name is Romero's Resources. Yeah, you can hear the crickets in the background on that one. And so I put it out to the group, and when we were done with the wrap-up meeting, a.k.a. dinner, one of the guys on the team said, just out of nowhere, Sharp Tongue Consulting. Everybody at the table went, that's a perfect fit. See, I made it clean.
It's very logical too, and it also fits kind of the marketing mantra. I have a friend who's in the jewelry business who had a guy that came in and called on him for years, and he always had his philosophy of marketing, and that is, hopefully I can say this. Wear a plaid sport coat or pee on their doorstep, but for sure, make sure they remember you when they leave. And so, you know, the original idea of what you wanted to be, we'd probably have no clue who would that be when we wanted it. But sharp-tongued consulting is one of those things that probably you'd remember if you saw it once and go, oh, I know who that is, too. So,
well,
anyways.
The thing that pushed me over to hitting the print button to make it firm was when I talked to Gail's mother about my business name, and she said, aren't you afraid you're going to insult somebody with that name? And I went, oh, I like it even better, because if someone's insulted by that name, I want to work with them anyway.
There you go. They can't handle you, right? So Barry and Lorraine, here's the part I don't know. Obviously, we've got 2005. We got 6 months apart. You guys are conferring with each other. But almost every podcast since then, you two have been part of an excellent team providing the balance of these 300 podcasts. How did that happen?
Well, you know, Lorene emailed me a couple of times, and maybe even more than that. I don't remember, but eventually I just said, Lorene, you have some good ideas, and we're exchanging emails. Why don't you be a co-host on the show? And she accepted. How do you remember it, Lorene? That's kind of how I remember it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I have always been one of those people who I just can't be a member. For example, I am with the Windsor Chamber of Commerce. I can't just be a member. Somehow that just doesn't work for me. I started off as being an ambassador for the Windsor Chamber, not only a business member, but an ambassador. And then I'm on the board of directors, and I just got elected to be the vice chair of the board of directors. So I'm not one who can just participate, which also translate into I can't just listen. And I offered Barry some opinion, like, wow, it would be really nice to do this, or, you know, I'd love to see that. I never had the expectation of you need to. My mm-hmm. direction was never, Barry, you need to bring these people on. You need to do this, because I don't think that's fair. It came through and we end up working together of being part of a team and being able to help support one another. He's a wonderful producer. He is an excellent, excellent podcaster. And I am honored to be the co-host. I get to bring my toys into his sandbox. And I like that.
Yes. Yes. You know, and I'm always amazed being the listener to all these podcasts. And I go back to, I think, just about the beginning, because I, just to tell you my story, I was doing the same thing Barry was and thought, you know, it would be kind of nice because I like to travel. I enjoyed Disney. Kind of like, how could I parlay this into a part-time job or something like that? And so I'm looking between Christmas and New Year probably of 2005, and I come across Barry Kantz, a name that I'm going, geez, that name sounds familiar, and the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast. And so I sent an email, and I still remember it. I said, is this the Barry Kantz? And he responded and said, yes, it is. And, you know, I mean, on the internet, through an internet browser and probably Google or something like that, I found Barry Kantz, who I connected with a number of times in my life. I've seen him in other roles and so forth. And I come across this completely unexpected. And I've been a listener ever since. And fortunately, I've had the opportunity to be invited to participate on the show and at least once get to hack in and so too. But you've had amazing number of people on here and a cross-section of people. If you look on the hometravelagent.net website, Barry's got his tags in a cloud. And how a cloud works, if you look at those, what happens is the more time it appears, the bigger and the darker it gets. And let me just read off some of the biggest ones in the cloud there in the third navigation column. Alaska, business opportunity, business tools, cruise lines, cruises, destinations, Disney, love that one, expos, fam trips, Hawaii, host agencies, marketing, riverboat sales, tours, training, travel agents. And so I think that what you said earlier, Barry, and that that model that you had originally, it looks, because of all your tags here from all your shows, that you've accomplished that. But one of the curiosities that I have is what podcast, if you, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what podcast sticks in your mind as being one of your favorites? We're not going to commit it and have bend somebody's nose or something, but if I were to ask you which was your favorite, which is the most memorable, Lorene, what would you say?
That's a very good question. Thank you.
If you want to defer to Barry because you can't think right now.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Ladies first, so you know.
Yeah. Age before beauty.
There we go.
Dave Stockard. The guy cracks me up. We've had him on the show a couple of times. We've actually had several people on the show because they're very entertaining. If you're entertaining, we want to have you back. And what I love about Dave is I've seen him on stage. I've seen him in real life. He is passionate. He writes a great book. My joke with him is, dude, keep your day job, because he works for Holland America, and he is also likes to be a side comedian. But he's full of information, and he writes for magazines, and he's so good at the sales and so good at reminding you what's in your life and how do you connect with it to be able to help that part of your life with this part of your life. Like if you're, for example, if you're part of a Kiwanis club or your kids are on a soccer team, you know, that's your audience. Those are your clients, how to work with them. And he just has really good tips and really good tricks. And we've had him on the show several times because he's just very entertaining. You just go, and here's Dave. And 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, I have to breathe, because he's just so entertaining.
Exactly. Well, great. And Barry, I'm going to ask you in a minute, but what I'm going to recommend, because even though I hacked into this, if you want this show produced, you're going to have to do it yourself. But I think that if you can find the show numbers of a couple of reference, like the one that Lorraine, or the person that we make sure we put these people's name in there in case they specifically wanted to go back. If you need some help with that, let me know. But do you remember what your favorite podcast was?
Yeah, my favorite podcast was probably my most challenging podcast, and it was very early on, actually before Lorraine jumped on board, and it was the first interview that I did on the show, and you know, I was really kind of nervous about getting it all set up, and hesitated about calling this guy, and it was Mark Murphy from Travel Media, and Mark is the owner of the company that produces Travel Agent Magazine, and he was the first person that I interviewed, and I thought, you know, holy cow, you know, I got this big guy, this big shot here in the travel industry, and I've got him, going to get him on the show, and you know, what do I say when I have someone on the interview? So it was kind of a challenge, and really pushed me outside the comfort zone with this show, so much that I thought, and really appreciate what Lorraine does now. Lorraine helps, and she arranges all the guests and makes those contacts and does a wonderful job in that. But getting that first interview on the show, that's my most memorable.
You know, it's while you're doing this, I'm scrolling through. I was going to try to be smart and there it is. I can tell you that one right now. Sunday, July 24th, 2005, podcast number 22 with Mark Murphy. And it's there. And when I was scrolling through, I'm going, oh, I read his blog, that they send out from, I forget what the name of it is off the top of my head. It's there. So, and ironically, see, the other part is I get to talk too. What I remember one time is I was on as a guest one time, and I don't know what I said, but I was listening to a podcast one or two after that, and one of your guests referred to something that I said on the podcast, and it blew me away. I'm thinking, well, two things. Isn't it ironic that first off, somebody listens to me, because I know my students don't, and number two, he used some information and agreed with and learned something. And I think that's one of the neat part about podcasts and what you guys do, is the fact that not everything is for everybody, and it's not there. But if you use the philosophy that I do, when I go to a conference or I go to something where I'm getting information, if I can walk away with one good thing that's important to me, it'll be have been worth my time and so forth. And I think that's what you've done. I mean, you've been all over the world, which brings me to my next question. I talked about the best guests, but how about your favorite destination you've gone since the podcast been on, not only a traveler, but maybe as a travel agent? We'll start with Barry this time.
Well, that has to be when I did one of the soundseeing tours, and that was up doing a whale watching tour up on the Puget Sound up off the state of Washington, and I was doing a soundseeing tour on the whale boat, and it just so happened that one of the orcas came right up to the boat and actually went underneath the boat And I captured the excitement of all the people that were on the boat and the sound seeing tour. And you could hear the whale blowing on the sound seeing tour. You know, just the fact that I was there with this group of whales, and there was one that came up really close, that made it one of the best trips that I've ever been on. But to have captured that on audio, you know, a lot of people take pictures and stuff, and I do have pictures, but the whole sound thing was just was really cool for me.
Great.
And that was on the show. I put that on a podcast.
I do remember that. In fact, that's not what I thought you were going to choose, but now that you say that, I'm going, yeah, that was pretty neat. I'll tell you what I thought it was going to be, just in case Lorene takes it. What's your favorite, Lorene? Of course, you're always gone.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about this as Barry was talking. There are two places that really stand out to me, so it's really hard to be able to pick one. They're very different from one another, but they're both very progressive towns, which is what I am attracted to. I would go back to both of these places in a heartbeat. The first one is Barcelona. Loved that town. Went there for a NACTA fam cruise, and we stayed a couple days before and after, and that's where I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman named Gaston, and he is with Barcelona Experience. I saw him on a travel show on television, emailed him, connected with him, and we got to meet in person. And it was lovely. And that's one of the things about this medium is that literally Gail and I met a gentleman, spent time with him. He came and picked us up. I had never seen him ever prior to being in his town, getting in his car and giving him a hug. And that's one of the amazing things about the podcast world is it just widens everything up. It gives a way for people to communicate at a level that didn't exist before. And email, what was that? Now it's everything in our lives. Podcasts, Barry can share with the world the sounds of a whale. You know, something like that's never happened before. The other town that will always hold a special place in my heart is Amsterdam. Lovely town. I always laugh at how conservative people are when you go, oh, Amsterdam, they have prostitutes and drugs there. Okay, and they also have the lowest crime rate because the women are protected. They're not selling their bodies. It's not a crime. It's legal. And there's a health system there providing these women as employment, and it's keeping them safe. And the whole pot thing, I am very open about being a person in recovery. I have been clean and sober since October 1st, 1983, and I'm very open about it. And I'm in a town where every building you walk by, got pot going on, and I'm just laughing because there's no violence. There's no crime. People go in. They do their thing. They're in a safe environment. The most they're doing is, hey, man, where's the potato chips? You know? And it was just an eye-opening experience to be in Amsterdam where people just, you know what? You're a grown-up. You get to run your life. You break the laws. There's consequences. But they're taking there as in a perfect example of the crime away from it, the shame away from it, the guilt away from it. And so it's not really as fun. It's not the challenge anymore. So the crime rate goes down. So there you go. Barcelona as well as Amsterdam. And I didn't mean to make that so long.
No. You know, and I have to smile, but when I've thought about some of the people that you have got on the show before and hooked up and how you hooked up with them, it reminded me of a story that my mother told one time, and that was a cute little Girl Scout cookie salesperson came to the door. She had a whole different way of marketing. When she came to the door, she said, "Hi, I'm from the Girl Scouts and selling Girl Scout cookies. How many would you like?" I mean, it wasn't whether you wanted them or not. It's how many do you want? And it's kind of like, how can you say no to that? And I just kind of relay that to Lorreen. She goes up to somebody and go, I'm a co-host on a home-based travel agent podcast. When can you be on? You know, so I don't think they can say no to her. And they sound excited. They sound prepared. People want to come back on there. So you two show them a good time when you get together, even with the technological challenges that go along with it too. So I actually thought, because what reminded me of is on the website down towards the bottom, Barry's got a link to his Facebook page and his profile picture is him standing in front of the helicopter for the Maverick helicopters out there.
Yep.
And I thought, that's what makes me jealous, because I kind of am an aviation buff. Speaking of other things, we've talked about those kinds of things. A couple of the things that the listeners, if they don't read between the lines, may have know about or don't know about is that Barry and Lorreen live on opposite ends of the United States. Barry lives over in the Eastern time zone on the western shores of Michigan, near Lake Michigan, and Lorreen is out in the Pacific time zone, and so sometimes the challenges of putting this thing together. They're both happily married, and they both have a spouse by the name of Gail. How ironic can that be? And they're also, as I find out, true to my own heart here, they're both real geeks. In fact, the little time that we had before we started talking on some of our podcasts here, well, that's usually our topic of the latest tips, tricks, and software and hardware that's out. The only problem we've got with the whole thing is that I and Lorreen are Mac people, and Barry, I think he's got an iPhone. So we're working on him, but he hasn't drank the Kool-Aid quite yet. So
I got an iPad too.
Oh, you got an iPad now? Well, look at he's almost there.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on these things too. So okay. Well, I've almost exhausted most of my questions. Did I miss anything, Lorreen?
Well, you know, we've had this person, he's come on the show several times, and I really wanted to give him a shout out for his participation as a regular listener. He also is the cover Lorreen's back when she has the nerve to go out traveling. He's always willing to step up, come on the show. He has creative topics, very interesting, very supportive. He knows a lot about Disney, which is way out of my field. And whenever I hear his interview on the show with Barry, I go, God, maybe I can retire. This would be awesome. I could just listen to the show. He's such a good co-host. So, Gary, I really want to thank you for all the times that you have covered, all the times you have come on as one of our guests, and also really thank you for today. It was, just so the listeners know, it was Gary's idea to do a 300th episode show. And I don't think, now I know, it's not, I don't think, I know we couldn't have done this without you.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I had a lot of fun too. I have a great time. And just like all three of us, we're passionate about a number of things and we love to talk about it. And we just turn the recorder on and away we go. But thank you for your kind words, Lorreen. So and to keep this from being a mutual admiration society, did I miss it talking about you about anything, Barry? Anything else you'd like the listeners to know that I didn't cover?
I don't think so. And if I keep my microphone open long enough here, Coco will be back on the show too.
Oh, I thought about mentioning that. It's kind of like talk about co-host. In many episodes, the infamous Coco has made an appearance and so forth too. So I'm sorry. That's why I asked. I knew I was going to forget something too. So anyways, well, I want to thank the two of you for helping me pull this thing off here. And for everybody listening, I have a special request this time. I know that sometimes if you have something to contribute or a question or something like that, you send an email in. But this would be a moment here when you get done, and or if you're sitting in front of a computer now, is to go in there and send an email, a personal email to Lorene and to Barry, and thank them and congratulate them for show number 300. And you can get the emails by going to the HomeTravelAgent.net website, or you can find a number of different ways. In fact, how would they do that if they wanted to get a hold of you, Lorene?
The best way to reach me is via email. I'm very compulsive about checking email. Sorry, it's one of those girl geek things. Got to have an iPad, computer, and iPhone. You're always online all the time. That's a bad thing. I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com, or be my friend on my Facebook page. It's Lorene R, and it's LORENER.
Okay. And Barry, how would they send you a note?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And you know, pretty soon I'm going to have that Google Plus address out there. But if you're on Google Plus, you can search me. My Gmail address is barry.kantz@gmail.com, and you can find me in Google Plus using that. So, and I've been playing with Google Plus. Don't want to get too geeky here, but well, I kind of like it.
I'm on also. That was on my list to mention that if not when we record this, by the time that people listen to it, I suspect all three of us geeks will be on. I'm on. Barry's on. I thought you were on. Aren't you, Lorene?
Oh, I'm way on. Way on.
Okay.
And I can be reached again at my Gmail account because, you know, Facebook, Gmail, they're all starting to morph together. My Gmail is LoreneR@gmail.com. And if anybody needs an invite, email me directly with what email address you'd like the invite to, and see if I can sneak in to Google Plus. Barry did it for me.
And I have a few of those too, so I have invites to give out.
Great. Well, my name is Gary Ebels, and I'm just the person who hacked into this home-based travel agent show. But if you do want to get a hold of me, want to talk Disney or anything like that, you can reach me at WDWGary, Walt Disney World Gary, at gmail.com. I'm Gary.Ebels on Facebook. Twitter, I'm Solo at Disney, or Gary222, depending on which one you want to friend me. One's kind of technical, one's obviously Disney. And Gary2277 would be my Gmail account, and I do have invites if somebody wants one of those. Be glad to share some of those with anybody who wants that. Last but not least, if you want to know when these shows come out and want to see what the show notes are and don't want to go search for them, you can go to the webpage and sign up to have the show notes sent directly to your inbox when the show is produced. And so there's a place to enter in your email there and click the link and join in so you can share in all the information and the great work that Barry and Lorene do every single week here. So thank you very much, you two. And Barry, I'm going to turn this back over to you.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, and I certainly mirror Lorene's comments about all that you've done and all the help that you've provided us and all the nice things for show 300 that you've prepared for us. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.